Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Now be honest with me. Are you bored with life? Feel like you're in a squirrel cage existence? The same thing day after day with no excitement. Dr. Edward Thorndike of Columbia University conducted a series of experiments relating to boredom and fatigue. He took a group of students and kept them awake for almost a week by constantly changing their interest. Dr. Thorndike concluded his test saying that boredom is the only real cause of fatigue. Now, just because you are not bored does not mean that you can go for a week without sleep, but chances are you may not be nearly as tired as you are just disinterested. Remember the day last week when you were constantly interrupted? Every time you started to get some things done, something happened. The phone rang, somebody texted you, somebody stopped to talk, and all the time your work hung over your head. At the end of the day, you went home tired out, and you accomplished almost nothing. But the next day, everything worked. You had a productive day and accomplished something. You went home that night tired but satisfied. Why? What's the difference? Most fatigue is caused by boredom. So, how do you overcome boredom? One thing you can do is to make the decision to make a dull job challenging and interesting. Take the case of a machinist whose name was Sam. He thought he had the dullest job in the company. You see, he stood at a lathe all day turning out bolts. He wanted to quit, but he was afraid he couldn't find another job, so he decided to make the job interesting. He began competing with another lathe operator, and he improved his speed and accuracy. And that was the start of a series of promotions that many years later took Samuel Vauclain to the presidency of his company. There are times when it's perfectly understandable as to why you get bored. But often, we're bored with life because we're bored with ourselves. We keep looking for a new jolt, a new thrill, something different. Sometimes we're not really sure what we're looking for. We're like an airplane without a landing field. We feel like we're a misfit in life. Many years ago, Augustine wrote, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee." He was right. You may be restless and bored with life because your life has no meaning or purpose. If this is not true, then explain the disinterest that so many people have in life today. People have more and more, yet they're dissatisfied, annoyed, restless, and let's face it, bored with themselves, with others, and with life. It is no wonder that Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life, has spoken to the hearts of millions who are a disconnected generation. If you had the promotion that you have your eyes on, would you really be satisfied? Or soon would you get bored with that just as you are now? Do you really think that what you want out of life will satisfy forever? Boredom in life, a lack of purpose for living, is also the cause of many suicides every year. I'm thinking of an email that I received. A young woman in Russia wrote, "Life isn't worth living because it makes no sense to me." Lots of people reflect that attitude. Yet your life can have purpose through Him who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Find out about Him. That's the key.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.